In 1994, some 24 years ago, there was a movie put out called The Shadow. And it was based on a radio program by the same name. Some of you may remember that radio show. The tagline was, "The shadow knows, but what evil lies within the heart of man? The shadow knows." And that was basically the, it sounded more sinister when he did it. But they made this movie based on this character, and frankly, I liked the movie. My wife tells me I don't have very good tastes in movies. And it wouldn't certainly ever win any Oscars. But what I want to point out about that particular movie is at the end, there was this scene in which a large bomb was about to go off, or ready to go off. If this bomb explodes, it's going to obliterate New York City and all of its inhabitants. And in order to disarm the bomb, one has to clip one of the two wires going to the timer. There's a red or a green wire. And you had to clip the green wire for the bomb to be disarmed. Now, in the movie, the fellow with the wire clippers was colorblind. And he couldn't tell which wire was green or which one was red. But he had to make a choice. He chooses the wrong wire. And now, instead of hours before the bomb blows up, now there are only minutes. Now, this sort of dilemma and situation is common in these sorts of action movies. The wrong move has serious repercussions. The right move's a lifesaver. In one of the Indiana Jones movies, The Last Crusade, the bad guy has to choose the Holy Grail out of a lot of chalices. I don't know if that was a little bit newer. Some of you may have seen that one. That was the one with Sean Connery as the father of Indiana Jones. And he had to choose from all these different chalices the right chalice, the Holy Grail. And then he was going to put this grail into some water, drink out of this chalice. If he's chosen correctly, he will never die. He will have an immortal body. So he chooses a chalice out of the chalices. He drinks water out of the cup, and then he proceeds to age almost instantaneously. His hair grows long. His face, his skin shrivels up and falls off, and he turns into a skeleton, all the while screaming horribly. He crumples to the ground in bones and turns to dust. And the old man, the Grail Knight, who's watching this thing, calmly turns to Indiana Jones and says, "He has chosen poorly." All about choices. Wise choices or poor choices. And making right choices is what our gospel reading is about today. The young man comes up to Jesus and asks him, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, I want you to notice a couple things out of that reading. First of all, Jesus is starting off on a journey. The young man knows he's starting off because he has to run to catch him. This whole conversation's in a rush. The situation's similar to when you're doing something and someone comes up to you and says, I know you're busy, but..." And then they want to interrupt you. "Would you just tell me where such and such is?" Or, "I know you're doing something else, but would you please give me a quick hand doing this?" He's interrupting. He's coming at an inopportune time, but He doesn't really think it's going to take too long. He just wants to know what he needs to do to inherit eternal life. Can you tell me in 10 seconds or less? Is the underlying point there. Can you give me the spiritual insight that has consumed the lives of holy men throughout the ages? And can you give it to me in just a sentence or two? I know you're busy. I can appreciate that. But I don't need much of your time. Just tell me briefly what I've got to do to inherit eternal life. So, how does Jesus respond? He says, you know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, and so on. Now, why does Jesus say this? Remember when he talked to Nicodemus? He said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should have eternal life. When he's talking to the crowd after the feeding of the 5,000, he says, they need to do the work of God, which is to receive eternal life, which is to believe in the one whom God sent. So, what's going on here? Jesus is responding in kind to this young man. This guy doesn't really have any time for Jesus. And he really just wants a rubber stamp. Kapunk, that I'm doing okay. So Jesus, in essence, says, you already know the answers, don't you? Just follow the commandments. The young man says, oh, yeah, I've been doing that. I've been doing all that stuff. I've been good all my life. And he's expecting an attaboy. And he's wanting Jesus to say, not to worry, you've got it made in the shade. We need to understand this guy's not a bad guy. He's been trying hard to be good. He hasn't killed anybody. He isn't robbing banks. He hasn't committed adultery. He honors his mom and dad. And he's consciously trying to be a good person. It appears he's got a sincere heart. Jesus looks at him, and we're told that Jesus loves him. He stops walking. He turns around, looks at the young man, and loves him. So this young guy sees Jesus stop. He sees Jesus looks at him, and he sees the love Jesus has for him. And he thinks to himself, oh, yes. He's hoping and expecting his attaboy at this point. Jesus turns and says, there's just one thing you lack. Just one small thing. Now, here's where we expect Jesus to say, believe in the Son of Man and you'll have eternal life. Something like that. But he does not. Instead, Jesus tells him, go back home, sell everything you've got, and then take the proceeds and give it all away. And then, when you are completely and utterly without anything other than the clothes on your back, then come and follow me. Just one thing. All you need to do to inherit eternal life. Jesus does tell him what he's told the others. It's the same message he gave to Nicodemus. Whoever believes will have eternal life. It's the same message he told the crowd. This is the work of God that he gives us to do eternal life, to believe in the one Jesus and God has sent. But with this young man, he pointed out specifically what it was this young man was believing in. This young man's heart was in his wealth. He is a good guy. He likes being a good guy. But in terms of the Ten Commandments, he was breaking rule number one. Not to have any other gods before me. This young man's God was his wealth. In order to have eternal life, he needed to get rid of that God that he was now serving and trusting in. That is his wealth. And instead of his wealth, he did turn to and believe in Jesus. But he would only be able to do this if he was unable to trust in his wealth. So, what happens? How does he choose? He does not choose wisely. He chooses poorly. Like the colorblind guy, he clips the wrong wire. This story is in the scriptures as a warning to us. What do we choose? Will we choose wisely or poorly? Eternal life is in the balance. Now, it's important to remember that Jesus doesn't tell this young man to do this because he hates him or because he wants him to be unhappy. We are told specifically Jesus loved him. He loves us. He wants us, just like he wanted this young man, to be filled with all the love of God. But this man's money was in the way. What about us? What about you? What about me? We would all say we trust in Jesus. But reality, what is it that we trust in? What do we think is the most important? I think the easiest way to tell if money is an idol for us, like it was for this young man, is whether or not we are able to tithe our money. Are we able to give at least 10% of our income back to God? Or is that too hard? If it's too hard, it's an indication that money may have too strong of a hold on our lives, just like it did for this young man. It's about choices. At the end of our lives, when we look back, the question is, will we have chosen wisely or poorly? May God help us to choose wisely. Amen.